It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. Today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God, like on Azusa Street? Dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. That nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming.
Your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Okay, thank you very much for that introduction, Tom Dooley. And, of course, the introductory song, the theme song here on BPN Radio by my spiritual grandson, Leland. Good to have you listening in on this Friday, February the 13th, 2015. We have a great broadcast here on this Monday. And we have Pastor Rex Johnson, who's going to be our special guest today, talking about forgiveness. Such an important subject. We have three special announcements to make. We have some great music. We're going to be taking communion together today. If you want to get your elements, if that's possible, for you to get your hands on those in the next 30, 45 minutes. So here we are today on BPN Radio. So delighted to have you praying with me here on your 24-hour internet prayer station. Any time, any day or night, you can pray with me here on BPN Radio. As we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And, of course, that means we're going to pray for you, the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life, your family, your city, and your church. Speaking of churches, we want to welcome churches all across America that are praying with us. We want to welcome Resurrection Fellowship, Loveland, Colorado, Royal Priesthood Worship Courts, Dover, Delaware. We want to welcome Calvary Chapel in Boca Raton, Florida. We want to welcome New Harvest Church in Clewiston, Florida. Want to send out a welcome to Trinity Church International, Lake Worth, Florida. as well as Evangel International in Miami, Florida. We're going to be praying today, but we want to welcome some more churches right quick. Buckhead Community Church in Atlanta, Georgia. Free Chapel Church in Cumming, Georgia. We want to welcome Crusaders Ministries in Chicago, Illinois, as well as Heartland Church in Rockford, Illinois. We want to welcome Christian Assembly in Madisonville, Kentucky, as well as Living Word Bible Church in Slidell, Louisiana. Salem Full Gospel Church, Salem, Missouri. We welcome Gateway Church International, Roswell, New Mexico, as well as Calvary Chapel in Farmington, New Mexico. Church of God of Prophecy, Rockingham, North Carolina. Five Star Church in Bethany, Oklahoma. And we want to welcome the Catholic Church there in Guthrie, Oklahoma, praying with us. Faith Center Fellowship, Mena, Oklahoma. I'll be there later this year. Westport Gathering Church in Westport, Oklahoma. We want to welcome Christian Life Church, Austin, Texas, Cathedral of Praise in Austin, Texas, as well as Jubilee Christian Center in Austin, Texas. Celebration of Life, Baytown, Texas. We want to welcome churches all across America. Church of Living Waters, Richmond, Texas. And we also want to welcome today the Moundsville Four Square Church in Moundsville, West Virginia. Welcome to churches all across America, people that are praying with us here on the Breakout Prayer Network. If your church or your city is not represented, you need to go to our website, letspraymerica.com. Letspraymerica.com. There is a sign-up sheet, and you can sign up there, and you can have your city or your church represented here on the Breakout Prayer Network. I want to remind you, all of you prayer leaders, or those of you that have a passion to pray, that you can come to Austin, Texas, April 9th, 10th, 11th. I believe there's a registration form now on our BPN website, bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, and you can register there. We only have 100 seats in that little chapel that we're meeting at, so the first 100 that signs up. So if you're a prayer leader, want to be a prayer leader, you have a passion to pray, April 9th, 10th, and 11th, and I will be there with leading intercession, giving some instructions, and also some impartation, as well as some other prayer leaders. So it's going to be a wonderful time. There is no registration fee, but you got to get signed up. So here we go. Today is a wonderful day. Father, we dedicate this hour to you. You said to your disciples, could you not tarry? Could you not pray with me 1 hour? And so we just dedicate this hour to you right now, the hour of power, as we set ourselves in agreement that your will, plan, and purpose is going to be done in our lives, in our family, our city, our church, our nation. On our job, in our business, we just pray right now in the name of Jesus that your will be done in our lives. And Jesus, you taught us to pray. You said, when you pray, say. You didn't say if you pray, said when you pray. So we pray today, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who've sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. And of course, you know that I'm reading from Matthew chapter 6, because Jesus said to his disciples, when you pray, here's what you are to say. But there was also an addendum there, an addendum. And the addendum reads like this. He said, in addition to praying, he goes right back and has something else to say about one of these six faith declarations. He said, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Then he goes back and says, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses or your sins. And so forgiveness is a very difficult thing for many of us, because we just come to the place where you just say, well, Lord, I just can't seem to forgive. They just hurt me so bad, and they have did me wrong in so many, many ways. I just have a very difficult time. But you must understand that forgiveness is not an act of your emotions. Forgiveness is an act of your will. You must choose to forgive, calling somebody's name in prayer. So we're praying today that we're going to walk in love and forgiveness. And we're going to leave those things behind. People that have hurt us, offended us, abused us, misused us. And Pastor Rex Johnson has an incredible, amazing story to tell today. He's the pastor of a great church here in Austin, Texas. And also he is the chaplain of the Republican Party of the state of Texas. It's an amazing story. And so we're going to have a song here by my friend Michael W. Smith. And he's singing a song that I just got to put this in my spirit. And he's talking about the song, Save Me From Myself. And I know this sounds a strange title, but it's so important for us to realize there are decisions that we make in life or things that we want to do that simply does not line up with the will, plan, and purpose of God. And so we just have to sometimes pray, Lord, save me from myself. Here's Michael W. Smith, and then we're gonna be talking to Pastor Rex Johnson on the phone. So here we go. Michael W. Smith, Lord, save me from myself. Here on BPN Radio on a Friday.
Yeah.
I'm delighted to have today here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, a great friend of mine who is a pastor in Austin, Texas, Pastor Rex Johnson. His family, he and his family came to pastor Christian Life Church in Austin, a great church, 24 years ago. And Pastor Johnson previously pastored churches in Dallas, Texas, Decatur, Louisiana. And the Austin church has flourished under his ministry, grown from a small congregation of 50 members 24 years ago to a church of now more than 2,800 members. And he's been in the ministry 44 years, in great demand all over the country, as an inspirational speaker, communicator to various religious bodies and secular meetings. His trust in God, positive attitude, upbeat personality that I can attest to, has helped him overcome some very difficult times. He was raised in Levelland. He was born in Oklahoma, and of course I was born in Oklahoma, and he was raised in Levelland, Texas. He served in youth leadership of his church organization, both in Texas and internationally. And for the past 4 years, he's been chaplain of the Republican Party of Texas. And a very esteemed man indeed. And he's married to his wife, Patty, and they have three daughters, all live in Austin. And it is a delight to have my wonderful friend, Pastor Rex Johnson. And thank you for being on the broadcast today, Pastor Johnson.
Thank you, Pastor Dale. I appreciate the privilege and the opportunity. And boy, I was thinking when you was reading all that stuff or making all that stuff up about me, that I was wondering what person you was talking about there. What a joy to know you, sir. What a joy, what an opportunity. And I am so happy and thankful that God has orchestrated you to be in a ministry like this radio ministry that can take the gospel and take the good news around the world. And you're a praying man, and to be able to pray with people the way you do, it's just it's an honor to know you, sir. Every time I get with you, I leave feeling better about myself. I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with you, sir.
Well, you're a kind man, and thank you for those kind remarks, and thank you for your friendship, and it's a delight to have you on today. And
thank you.
And not long ago, I read a book that you wrote about the tragedy that came into your life and how you have overcome that through forgiveness. And I just, in conclusion to our time here on the telephone today, I'm going to have you to pray for people that just say, I just can't forgive. I've just been hurt so bad, wounded so bad. I just have a difficult time forgiving. Some people can't forgive God. They can't forgive themselves. They can't forgive other people. I know that you have a tremendous story, and the next few minutes, I'd like for you to share what happened to you. And then in conclusion, I'm going to have you to pray for people that are just struggling with forgiveness.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Pastor Dale. Yes, sir. In 1981, I was a very young man, 31 years of age, and was pastoring a church in Dallas, Texas that we had actually stepped into when it was a very small congregation, and it grew exponentially in the next 5 years. But in 1981, the beginning of the year in March, my wife and my two children, I had a 6-year-old daughter, a 4-year-old son, and my wife was 26 at the time, left the home and was headed to the mall there in Dallas and went down a particular road, stopped at a red light, and evidently it is the only car at the light, when a drunk driver came over the hill at a very fast pace and hit the back of the car, knocked them into the intersection. They were hit again in the intersection because the light was green for the cross traffic. And the car burst into flames, and in just a matter of minutes, I lost both my wife and my son. The daughter survived and is still alive and well and doing very well today. But I lost a wife and a son, and the tragedy of it was that this was in the middle of what we thought was the will of God. We were doing the will of God. We were working hard. We were building a church. And it put a lot of questions and a lot of thought processes in my mind that maybe this is not what I need to do. There was many thoughts in my mind that perhaps I needed to go another direction, because it was very difficult for me to stand in a pulpit after that for a while and brag on a God that would never fail us and talk about a God and compliment a God that would never leave us and have to walk through this tragedy. But God knows best. And there's a scripture in the Bible that just kept going over and over in my mind that he would not put more on us than we were able to bear, but would with every temptation, every situation in life, give a way of escape that we might be able to bear it. And what happened in that process is that the good Lord started dealing with me, about the fact that I needed to go on. In fact, I had a minister, Pastor Dale, that prophesied to me that I needed to get back in the pulpit as soon as I could, because I needed to understand that whatever happened, whatever tragedy happens in your life, does not make your life a tragedy.
Right.
Tragedies happen, but it doesn't make your life a tragedy.
Yeah.
Because one day went south, and because you lost your family, God can give you another family. God can give you more.
Yeah.
And I started reading the book of Job extensively. I started reading about Job and how he lost his family, and God began to deal with me. And really, if I can use this terminology without sounding over-spiritual, really took me to a new level of ministry, a new level of appreciation, a new level of love for people and caring for people. Because even now, I did a funeral yesterday of a 44-year-old lady that died too soon. She died of cancer and was a member of our church.
Mm-hmm.
And when I stand in the podium, in the pulpit, and I do these young people's funerals, my mind goes back and I realize that God has got me here for such a time as this now to help people in the process of their grief.
Yeah.
Like I probably never could if I had not gone through the situation that I went through in Dallas in 1981.
Yeah.
So I move forward. My daughter and I survived that year. I continued to pastor, and God put a precious girl in our life, a lady that had never been married, a virtuous girl that had never been married. And honestly, Dale, I don't know how much I need to tell here, but this is in the book that I wrote with a palm and a willow. But honestly, the day that the tragedy happened, she was in another city, in another place, and she was her dad's, she was the janitor of her dad's church, and
wow.
she felt, her brother came in and told her the sad news, and she felt impressed to go back to a place where the altar was, and she knelt down, and God impressed her that day that she would be the person that would heal me back to health and heal me back to the strength that God wanted to give me in my life.
Wow,
and so the next year, she and I were married, and her name is Patty, and what a precious lady she has been, and we've been wed now for 32 years, and it's just been a joyous experience. We have two daughters, Cassidy and Caitlin, and then the daughter that survived the wreck's name is Misty. All three of the girls are married now. They all have great husbands. Their husbands are living for God. All my family works in ministries in the church here at Christian Life, and I think the furthest one, Dale, that lives from me is like 15 minutes. They're all right around me. We can just send out a call and all of our kids will be at our house in 15 minutes, you know.
Oh,
so every Sunday night we get together and we thank God. Every Sunday night is a blessing night at our church. We thank God for his protecting hand. I'm a grandpa five times. Our fourth grandson was born just recently, and
wow.
And so I have four grandsons and a beautiful granddaughter, and so I'm blessed, Dale. Yeah. I have nothing but just the blessing of God in my life, and God has shown me, like he showed Job, that he can turn tragedy into triumph. He can turn situations into blessings. He can turn
right.
your mourning into gladness, and he can
yeah.
turn the spirit of sorrow, spirit of heaviness, into a garment of praise.
Yeah.
And so we're very grateful. We're very grateful, and we pastor the church in that grateful mindset. We're very very humbled to be a part of the work of the Lord in this last day. But you wanted me to speak on forgiveness, and so
yeah, and how? I want you to talk about how you forgave this man.
Yes, sir. So I came to Austin in 1990, which was 9 years after the tragedy. I came here in 1990. Patty and I and our two girls and our three girls came here. and the two that we had had and the one that had survived the wreck. So there was five of us that came. And in 1998, we had built a new building here, the church that we worship in now. We'd built this building. And I was in the auditorium one day, sir, I just praying and asking God, God, show me a way that we can better facilitate your name and your presence and to the people and show your glory in South Austin. And while I was praying, I felt an impression. Now, I'm not saying God spoke to me. I'm not saying that God spoke to me aloud and said, get out and write these notes. But I felt this strong impression that God was saying to me, are you willing to forgive? And I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I believe a pastor that truly loves people forgives. Because I have to remit. I cannot retain. I have to let go of things. I cannot. Love covers a multitude of sin, and I love people, and so I'm going to give people chance after chance. And then the Lord hit me. He said, are you willing to forgive the man that took your wife and your son's life? And that's when I stopped. I'll know exactly where I was, Dale. I knew exactly where I was when that happened. I can take you to the spot in the church where I was. And I stopped, and I just wept. I cried. I said, sir, God, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I can do that or not. And so I kept praying, and I just had a peace that God was just testing me, kind of like Abraham taking Isaac to the top of the mountain. You know, yeah. It's just a test. You know, I don't have to kill Isaac. It's just a test. Right. And so, three days later, I'm in my office here, sir, and someone knocks on the office door, and one of our receptionists goes to the door, and there was a man at the door, and he was crying. He said, I'm here to see Pastor Rex Johnson. Is he available? And the secretary said, yes, he's available. And so the man walks in. I don't know him. I don't know anything about him. And then he comes in, and he asked if he could have an audience with me. Well, I have to have some free time. So I said, sure, come on in. He's a stranger to me. And so when he came in, he didn't even sit down. He just got on his knees, and he had tears in his eyes. And he said, I've come to ask your forgiveness. And I said, okay, what do you need forgiveness? I don't even know who you are. He said, and he started telling this story, Dale. He said, 17 years ago, sir, he said, I committed a horrible deed in Dallas, Texas that hurt a very precious family. Mm. And I was the perpetrator of that deed. Mm. And he said, I got off without penalty, and the man that took my wife and my boy's life did not have to go to prison. He got a commuted sentence. I mean, they put him on probation, a 10-year probation. And he said, I got this probated sentence, and he said, but I got in trouble. And he said, I've been to prison four times, Pastor Rex. I've been to prison four times in the last 17 years, and every time I get out, I get back in trouble. And said, the last time I was in prison, a prison pastor came, and I gave my heart to the Lord, and he said, I want you to know I've been saved. He said, I got water baptized. I'm saved. I'm in a place with God I've never been in my life. And said, the Lord just kept telling me, when you get out this time, you've got to go find Pastor Rex Johnson. You've got to find him. And he said, sir, I've been out of prison about a month, and I've been on a quest to find you. And I said, okay. I said, and it's still in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, there's got to be more than this. And then the Holy Spirit just seemed to speak to me and said, that's the man that took your wife and your boy's life. That's him. Wow. That's him. Wow. Well, when I realized that, Dale, when I realized that I was looking in the face of the man that did that, well, I'm feeling it right now. I just started weeping. I said, oh, my God. And so I wanted to say to him, he's on his knees, he's crying uncontrollably, and he's asking for forgiveness after 17 years. And I wanted to say, sir, did this accident happen? Did something you do? Was it in South Dallas? Did it happen in South Dallas? Did it involve a car accident? But you know what? The Lord refrained me from saying that. And here's the reason why. Here's the reason why, Dale, because 3 days ago when I was praying in the church, he said, could you forgive the man that did that? Mm. And I said, Lord, I think with you I can do all things. And 3 days later, Dale, a man knocks on my door and falls on his knees in my office saying, I need forgiveness. I need forgiveness. Now, here's the thing I think. One of two things. Number one, either he was that person and God wanted me to forgive him, or he was somebody sent to me to see if I had the ability to forgive the person that took my wife and boy's life. My thinking, it was the man. He was an alien. He was not a U.S. citizen when he did what he did, and so his name was never in the paper. I never knew his name. But here's the beauty of it. I went around, got on my knees, and I hugged him. And we embraced like long-lost brothers, and I cried over him, and I prayed for him. And he got up and wiped his eyes, and he said, Pastor, would you pastor my family? We need to sit under your ministry. We need to submit ourselves to you.
Wow.
Well, here's a brand new ball game, Dale. I thought it was going to be a hug and gone. I thought it was just going to be we're going to have this forgiveness and he'll be out of here. And I don't. But for 9 years, Dale, he sat in this church. For 9 years, he was a part of Christian Life Church. From 1998 till the end of 2006, he was a part of this church. And I saw him every Sunday. I saw him every Wednesday. And you know what? His family, Dale, his family was in constant turmoil and constant trouble. And I had to bail them out so many times in my life, in my pastorate, not only with their marital issues, not only with their financial issues, but with their spiritual issues. But God did something, Dale, and I'm fixing to rejoice with you on this conversation. God did something. In those 9 years that he was here, our church grew over 1,200 members.
Oh, wow. Praise God.
Because I had to live, sir, in a constant state of forgiveness. I had to live in that constant state of forgiveness.
Yeah.
And I will tell you this. He left in 2006. He went back to Dallas. That's his home. Was Dallas, Texas was his home.
Mm-hmm.
And I missed him. I missed him. I missed that family. I missed that family because I grew to love them as my own. And you know what, sir? Here's the bottom line. I was privileged to pastor the man that took my first wife and my little four-year-old son and put their lives into eternity. Now, I'm telling you right now, sir, I'm telling you right now, that if I could do life all over again, I don't think I would trade anything. I don't think I'd change anything because I think God directs the path. The steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. And I think some of these things happen to people. It's life. I don't think it's judgment. I don't think it's God's disfavor to us. I think it's life. I think we live in a sin-cursed world, and it's just life, sir.
Yeah.
But I do believe that what God can make of a person after they go through those kind of situations, God says, wow, this is what I wanted. This is what I desired. Because so many people, when they go through tragedy, when they go through loss, they get bitter, Dale, and not better.
Yeah, they do.
But God allowed Patty and I, and Patty had to go through it also, but God allowed both of us. And our church flourished. It flourished. And so forgiveness is such a tremendous part of Christian Life Church, tremendous part of Christian Life Church, Dale.
Yeah.
And it still is. I could tell you story after story of things as big or bigger than this story. This was my story.
Yeah.
But the church has stories of forgiveness and lost congregations that came back because the church was not willing to hold a grudge of people that had left, and they willingly accepted them back because of forgiveness. Mm. Forgiveness is it's the heart of God. It's the heart of everything that happens in life.
Yeah.
For when Jesus was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive me. He said, they don't even know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing, but I'm going to forgive them anyhow, even though they don't know what they're doing and who I am. And I've come to save them. I'm going to forgive them anyhow. And so if Jesus Christ can, then I must.
That's
because
right.
If I'm going to be what he wants me to be, I've got to walk in the path that he chooses me to walk. And I don't know why this path was chosen for me, Dale, but I do know that I'm living in a glorious time in my life right now, happy as I've ever been, thrilled as I've ever been, because forgiveness sets you free, sir.
Yes, it does. Well, I have to say, this is one of the most remarkable stories of forgiveness that I've ever heard. And for you to be able to face a man and be the pastor of a man that was involved in the death of your wife and your son is quite supernatural. And I'm sure that there are people that are listening today here on BPN Radio, and they're just saying, how did you do it? I mean, how did you do it? And we have a couple of minutes left. Why don't you just share how you did it, and then just say a prayer for these people that are having such a difficult time walking in forgiveness today.
You know, Pastor, the thing, nobody can do this without God's help. Nobody can do it without God's help. You've got to have the help of the Lord, because forgiveness is a tough thing, because the people that have been offended, the people that have been hurt. But forgiveness, that I've discovered, forgiveness is a gift. It's a gift. And we're here at Christmas time, and Christmas is right around the corner. Yeah. And we're going to give all kinds of gifts. But the Lord taught me that forgiveness is the greatest gift. You don't give it to expect anything in return. You just give it because it's the gift, pardon me for saying it, that keeps on giving. You don't ever quit forgiving. Forgiveness right. has got to be the tool of our life that moves us from step to step, day to day, because if we choose to, Brother Dale, we can be offended at so many things. Offenses will come, the Bible said, but woe to those that bring them. And we know that woe's coming. But at the same time, it's amazing how that forgiveness just brightens your day, helps you smile, helps you overcome, helps you live another day. And besides that, it takes the ulcer limit down. I mean, it puts a limit on your ulcers, you know. Your blood pressure is a whole lot better off. And you don't get the root of bitterness in your heart, you know, when you forgive. You just got to let it go. You've got to let it go.
Yeah.
I also believe this, sir, and I don't want to take too much time, but when Joseph went through all that he went through, all that stuff, his brothers lied on him, put him in a pit, sold him into slavery, Potiphar's wife lied on him, he got put in a prison, the butler forgot him, the baker was executed, but the butler forgot him when all things went well with him, and so he had to stay 2 more years in prison. Mm-hmm. But when he got out, the first son born to him, sir, the first son born to him, was a boy named Manasseh.
Yeah.
And Manasseh's name means he has caused me to forget the pain of the past. Not the past, but the pain of the past.
Mm-hmm.
The pain.
Yeah.
And I believe that when you start asking God to help you forgive the past, He lets the pain. It doesn't mean you forget what happened yesterday. It just means you lose the pain of what happened yesterday. And when that pain gets out of your heart and you can go on living because you forgave and the pain left, he forgave his brothers, he forgave all that they did to him, he even sent groceries home with him for his dad.
Yeah.
But when you can do that, the next son born, his name meant fruitfulness. Manasseh means pain of the past, and the next son born, his name meant fruitfulness, double blessing. Yeah. And so the bottom line is, when you learn to forgive, when you learn to have a Manasseh in your life, when you learn to have a Manasseh in your spirit, and you can let the pain go, and you can forgive what happened yesterday, God's going to give you a blessing on the other side of it. And I'd rather live in blessing than regret. I'd rather live in blessing than regret.
I believe that. Why don't you pray for these people that are struggling today, Pastor Rex Johnson?
All righty. Dear Lord, I love you, and I thank you for the opportunity to speak with Pastor Dale today, and I thank you, God, for the opportunity to speak to whomever will tune into this radio today. God, I pray right now that you'll walk into the room, and you'll walk into their car, and you'll step into their office, and you'll visit with them today, Lord. Because I think it's this time of the year that we just feel the closeness, because it's Advent season and we're about to celebrate the birth of Christ. And Lord, I want people to understand that you, who gave so much and you forgave so much, and you gave us an opportunity to know you and know you with the fullness of Christ in our life. God, I believe with all my heart that you can touch us and you can give us the spirit that dwelt in you can dwell in us. And the joy that you had, we can possess. And the peace that you have, we can possess. The prayer is, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Whatever is happening there, let it happen down here. And God, I believe with all my heart the most beautiful statement that you ever made on the cross was, Father, forgive them. Forgive them. God, we felt forgiveness. And I don't want to hold a grudge against anybody or anything. God, you see marriages that need to be helped. You see children against parents and parents against children, God, that need to be brought together this holiday season. God, you see churches that are maybe in a schism and maybe in a rift, but God, you can bring healing at this time. God, you see husbands and wives, and you see jobs and employees, God, and people that all during this time it just seems like that there is a rush and a crush. But God, let us stop and let us remember the cross and a man called Jesus that said, I'm going to forgive. I'm going to forgive because they don't know what they're doing. And God, let us understand that forgiveness is a gift, and we can all share it with somebody without expecting anything in return. Bless us in our forgiving hearts today, and bless us continually because we continue to forgive people that hurt us and harm us. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Rex Johnson, and what a wonderful prayer, and really have enjoyed having you on the phone today. Thank you for being my friend, and if people wanted to know more about Christian Life Church in Austin, CLC, or how they can get your book about what happened, The Palm and the Willow, how would they contact you?
It's called With a Palm and a Willow. We have a toll-free number, 877-800-9800, and that rings here at the office. I have people online that will be able to send the book out. And they also can call the church at 512-892-4200 if they would like to talk and counsel with me during the holidays, whatever. But the book is here. It's self-published. I'm writing my second one, Pastor Dale. I thought I'd tell you that. I'm writing the second in this trilogy. This is Road from Grief to Grace. The next one's going to be From Grace to Glory. And we're fixing to write that book. And in fact, we're just about finished with it. I hope to have it out by the end of the year, and we'll have that available also. But I'd appreciate it if somebody wants it, we can make it happen to you. Also, you can go online at clcaustin.com, and you can pull it up, and there's a place there where you can order the book, and we'll send it out to you.
Pastor Rex Johnson, one of the great preachers in America, and my friend. And
I love you, sir. I really appreciate the job and the ministry that you have, and God bless you and your effort, Pastor Dale. God bless you.
Thank you for being on today. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. God bless now.
Well, I trust that you enjoyed that interview with Pastor Rex Johnson. We just declare today that we are walking in love and forgiveness, regardless of what people have done to us, said it, hurt us, offended us. So I just set myself in agreement with Pastor Rex Johnson concerning forgiveness today. You're listening to BPN Radio. This is your 24-hour internet prayer station. This is BPN Radio. Dale Gentry here, your host. At this time, every day, or actually anytime, around the clock, around the globe, as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And so today, in Jesus' name, we pray the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in our lives, as well as America, as our nation. And we pray right now for revival. We pray for a spiritual awakening. We pray the power of the Holy Spirit will be demonstrated. We pray that deposits of glory will be placed in different geographical locations for those who are hungering and thirsting after righteousness. So we're thankful for that. So today we're gonna take communion together, following up these prayers of forgiveness. And I trust that you'll get your elements ready. And we are going to, we've done this once before, we're going to do it again. And I just love to pray. And I come on BPN Radio not with a definite outline. Most of you know that. And so I just come on the radio using my prophetic anointing just to pray as the Holy Spirit directs. So we're going to take communion, and we're just going to set ourselves in a place of allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to us for a few moments before we take communion together. And I believe that the Holy Spirit is talking to us today about forgiveness in Jesus' name. And so let's just wait on the Lord. Let's just wait on the Holy Spirit for a few minutes, allowing Him to speak to us. Why don't you just put your hand on your ears and say, Holy Spirit, open my ears, my spiritual ears today. Put your hand on your eyes. Say, Holy Spirit, open my spiritual eyes today. Put your hand on your heart. Just say, Lord, open my heart today. Talk to me about forgiveness. If I'm walking in forgiveness, if there's anybody that I need to ask forgiveness, if I need to say, would you forgive me? Not to say we were wrong or you and I were wrong, but just to say, Lord, help me to posture a prayer of forgiveness right now. So let's just give the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, an opportunity to speak to us today here on BPN Radio. Okay, just before we take communion, here's my friend Martin Smith. Let's just wait upon the Lord right now, allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to us.
If faith can move the mountains, let the mountains move. We come with expectation. We're waiting here for you. Door.
Well, we're just waiting in your presence here on BPN Radio today as we prepare to take communion. And if you have your elements ready, we're going to take communion right here together. You're on BPN Radio. Of course, if you're driving down the road, maybe you're sitting at your office desk, you don't have your elements with you. But anyhow, you can join in the prayer. The Apostle Paul said, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" So, Lord, we thank you today for your broken body. We're so thankful, so grateful. It's for my healing, my wife's healing, my kids, my grandkids' healing. I thank you, but by your stripes, by the beatings you bore, by the lashes which fell on your back, that we are completely healed. We believe and we receive. So would you take the bread today with me? In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." So with the cup in hand, we thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant that is cut in your blood. Your blood has brought us forgiveness, washed us from every sin. We thank you that your blood has made us righteous, and as we drink, we celebrate and partake of the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, wholeness, and prosperity. Thank you, Jesus, for the cross. We love you because you first loved us. Can we take our communion together? This too is prayer. And I'm so thankful that we can take communion often and even here on BPN Radio. Well, Dale Gentry here, and I'm so thankful to have had you listening to this prayer broadcast today on this Friday. I pray that you'll have a great weekend. We want to send our congratulations to Dr. David Shibley and Jonathan Shibley and the entire team there at Global Advance in Rockwall, Texas, as they celebrate 25 years of ministry. And, of course, David Shibley has been on before on BPN Radio. So we've known David for a long time, the founder. Of course, now Jonathan Shibley, his son, has taken the leadership, and we congratulate them. And we pray that you'll have a great weekend. I do want to remind you these three dates that you need to put on your calendar, and that will be April 9th, 10th, 11th, Austin, Texas, prayer leaders gathering. If you're a prayer leader, desire to be a prayer leader, have a passion to pray, you can go on bpnradio.com, find out more information about that. And also, you need to remember in Comanche, Oklahoma, June 25, 26, 27, Dr. Larry Martin and I will be hosting a launching and relaunching time in the town that we got launched from, that we got started in, Comanche, Oklahoma. Both of us attended the same church. We're going back to Comanche. Join us if you will. We'll take a journey around Comanche. It won't take long, but we'll also be praying. We'll take you down to that one red light, lay hands on you, and believe that you can go anywhere in the world. It's going to be an exciting time. That's June 25, 26, 27th. And then there'll be a music and prayer gathering here in Austin. That will be July 19, 20, and 21. So Leland will be with us to lead the worship, and young preachers will be ministering. We've had a great day today. Thank you for joining us here on this Friday, and we'll be back tomorrow at the same time or anytime here on BPN Radio. You have a great day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.